Praise the Lord. The Lord's good, isn't he? How many is happy to be in camp? Amen. I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the sake of time, I'm going to get right into the word. You don't have to stand for the reading of the word tonight. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Jonah. Jonah chapter 1. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. I would say a lot more, but I'm going to try to hurry on up past that part. Praise the Lord. Jonah chapter 1. If you got your Bible, when you have it, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go down to Nineveh, their great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee from Tarshish, from the presence of the Lord, and went down from Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid for the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. The Bible says in verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man to his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be thy God will think upon us, and we perish not. And I'm going to skip on for the sake of time. The Bible says that then they said unto him in verse 11, what shall we do unto thee that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Verse 15 says, so they took Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Pray for me tonight. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time, God, this truth for you service. Lord, I just ask you that you would have your way in the remainder of this evening. God, I pray. I thank you, Lord, for what you've already done in this today and last night. But God, I ask you, Lord, to have your way throughout the remainder of this service. Lord, I ask you to anoint me to hide me behind the cross, Lord, just to help us, God, to be everything you have us to be. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. If you were standing, praise the Lord. I just was, the last couple of weeks, Brother Goodwin had mentioned to me that I was going to get to share a little bit. I was going to be able to have 15 or 15 minutes here. And I just began to pray and ask the Lord what he wanted me to say. Amen. And I was praying and I was just reading the Bible, and the Lord brought me to Jonah. But I just want to talk for a minute tonight, just for a little bit, on a subject that the Lord has burned in my heart, and that is throw it overboard. Throw it overboard. The Bible says at the beginning about Jonah, but I want to just start off tonight. First of all, no matter where you come from tonight, who you are, what your last name is, I want to tell you tonight that God has a plan for your life. No matter if you're rich, you're poor, you're yellow, you're black, you're white, you're cream, whatever color you might be tonight, God has a plan for your life. And let me tell you something. God is still calling young people into the ministry. How many believe that? You know, somebody told me the other day, I don't believe God's doing it like he used to. Let me tell you something tonight, that God is still calling young men and young women into the ministry. Praise the Lord. And I was just thinking about this and reading along the lines. And the Bible says that the word of the Lord came into Jonah. And he told Jonah, he said, go down to Nineveh. And we know the story. We've heard it since we were yay high. And the Bible says that Jonah, instead, he went the complete opposite direction. Amen? And I was praying the other day, and I want to just go along these lines a little bit. And how many know that we're like a ship tonight? I was praying. The Bible says that we're like a ship. We're on the sea of life. Amen? And I was just praying about this service. And let me tell you something, that we are like a ship. Amen? And he showed me. I was praying, and the Lord showed me something as clear as day, and I just saw an ocean. Amen. Kind of like in Jonah's day, and it was the ocean, but the ocean wasn't calm, but it was a storm on the ocean. Let me calm my nerves here. There was a storm on the ocean. Amen. And the waves were bellowing high. It wasn't very calm, and I saw some boats out on the ocean. And, you know, I was praying, and I said, Lord, you know, what are you trying to show me here? Well, what am I going to get out of this? And I saw it, and I said, man, look at them boats. They were rocking in the water. They weren't just calm in the storm, but they were teetering, and they were tottering, and they were rocking, amen? And I said, Lord, I mean, I know you can calm this storm. What's going on here? And the Lord spoke to me and said, you know what? I've caused this storm to happen in their lives. And I want you to know tonight, whether it be young men or young women, that we face situations and problems in our lives. A lot of time we think it's the devil, but it's God trying to show us some things in our lives. Let me tell you what happened with Brother Jonah. The Bible says that he disobeyed God. And so the Lord sent a storm into their life, into where the boat that he was on. And the Bible says in verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, not the devil. Not anybody else but God. The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Amen. Praise the Lord. First of all, we've got to realize that God sent the storm. First of all, we got to realize the Bible says it was a mighty tempest, and the ship was like to be broken. Amen. Brother Jacob, he preached on that this morning about being broken. Let me tell you something tonight. The Lord put in my spirit, I believe there are young men and there are young women here tonight that are broken. I believe that there are some of you that have been crying out for nights and weeks and long periods of time searching for the will of the Lord. Amen. How many knows it's not easy to find God's will in your life? It's not easy to figure out what God has for you to do. And I was just praying about this, and let me tell you something. Jonah, God had spoken to Jonah, and yet Jonah rebelled. But let me tell you something. The storm came to his life, and we know that what happened there. The Bible says he sent a mighty tempest, okay? And as I was seeing this storm, and I said, Lord, you know, I know you can calm this storm, what's going on here. And I saw that there were people, Brother Joey, on the boat. And I saw the waves were teetering and tottering, and they were coming upon the ship. And I was thinking, you know what? What's going to happen to these people on the ship? Let me tell you something. The Bible says, and then the mariners were afraid and cried out every man unto his God. And they cast forth wares that were in the ship that lightened the ship. Amen. How many knows that there was problems in the ship? How many knows that even though we think everything might be right in our life, it might not be? There was a problem in the ship. There was sin in the ship, that Brother Jonah was down in the bottom of the ship, and he had sin in his life. Amen. The Bible says for us to what? To lay aside every sin, every weight, and every sin that doth so easily beset us. And I seen them people, and they were trying to get the water out of the boat, and they were teetering and tottering. Let me tell you something. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you know what? You may never realize how much stuff you let on your ship until the storm comes. Let me tell you, I want you to get that tonight. You may never realize how much of this world you let influence your life until the Lord sends a storm by your way. And you're on that storm of life, and you realize, hey, you know what? I'm lower than I thought I was. You know, I thought I was up on the mountain. You know, I thought I was doing good. But the Lord sends a storm to our life for us to realize, hey, we're down. We're weighted down. Let me tell you something. The Bible says to lay aside every weight and every sin. And I was praying about that, and I said, Lord, you know, why did you send the storm to their life? And he said, you know why? Because I loved them. I sent the storm to them because I love them. I sent the storm for their life because I wanted you to know there was sin in your life. The Bible says that our heart is desperately wicked. No man can know it, but God knows our heart. Praise the Lord. We might not realize what's in our heart, but God does. And let me tell you, the people of the ship, they didn't know that Jonah was down in the bottom of the ship. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know why this storm was upon them. They didn't understand it, but guess what? There was sin in the ship. There was problems. There was situation, and I want to tell you something tonight. Jonah was not only concerned about himself, but he was concerned about those around him. And I want to slow down for a minute and let you know tonight that if you run from the will of the Lord, or if you act like it's no big deal, I'll just do whatever I want to do in my life, you might not only endanger yourself, but those around you. Because let me tell you something, Brother Jonah, if he would have knew that God was going to send that storm, I don't believe he would have gotten that ship and endangered those other people's lives. Let me tell you something, but Brother Jonah was disobedient. He was disobedient. Let me tell you something. A lot of times we think that the devil does this and the devil does that. But let me tell you something. The Lord sends storms to our lives. The Lord sends storms to our lives to say, son, wake up. You might realize, you might think you're way up here. But let me tell you something. There might be some sin in the ship. The Bible says that it was hid in the ship. That means it was way down underneath. And as I was praying and I saw that, I saw the ship. And I said, you know what? Lord, help them. And I thought about it. You know, the first thing that a shipmaster would do if a storm comes, and guess what he does? The first thing he does is he lightens the ship. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to tell them young people to throw it overboard. To throw it overboard. Let me tell you something. If you want to move on in God in your life, if you're here to this evening trying to figure out what God wants you to do, there's something in your life that's stopping you. Take that problem, take that situation and throw it overboard. Let me tell you something. They didn't know what to do. But Jonah knew the answer. Jonah knew the answer. Jonah said, you know what? If you take me and you throw me overboard, the sea will be calm again. Let me tell you something. There might be some of you tonight that God's already dealt with situations in your life, and you already know that you're not supposed to be doing those things, and you already know the will of the Lord for your life. But just like those men, they said that they rowed hard. They prayed to God and said, you know what? We don't want to cast this man out of the ship. They prayed hard to God. Let me tell you something. Stop praying about the situation. If God has told you not to do that, or if God has told you to do this, and God has told you to do that, he's not going to change his mind. He doesn't change his mind. He's not going to just allow Jonah to stay on the ship, but you have to throw that thing overboard. Praise the Lord. If it's something that's hindered your life, you have to get rid of it. Amen. You have to get rid of it. And the sailors, they disobeyed, and they said, you know what? We're not going to do it, but we're going to row hard. They disobeyed. But verse 15 says, so they took up Jonah, and they cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from her raging. You can say, Brother Lucas, I don't understand why I'm here tonight, and I've been praying for weeks. Oh, God, show me your will. I can tell you, I felt this in prayer today. I felt like there was young men and there was young women in this place tonight that is looking for God's will. Amen. I remember when I was 16. I was 13. I'm going to share this with you and get out of the way. I was 13, and I was growing up. I was just a young boy. And my dad came up to us one day and said, son, we're moving to Mexico. And I said, Mexico? I don't want to go to Mexico. I'm 13, and I want to go to public school. I'm gonna play football. And he said, son, we're going to Mexico. That's where God's called us. And I said, okay, Dad, if that's what the Lord wants you to do, if that's his desire for your life, you know what? I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to follow you. I remember growing up in Mexico and learning the language and enjoyed working for the Lord. But let me tell you something. At that time in my life, that wasn't the calling that God had on my life. Let me tell you something. I didn't know the calling. I just want to stress this one thing. It's so important for you to seek the will of the Lord in your life. It's so important for you to know that you know that you know that you know that you're in God's will. And at 16, I remember I got this bright idea. I was graduating from high school, and I told Mom and Daddy, I said, you know what? I want to go back to the States. And they really didn't like that idea, because at that time we had been staying a lot more in Mexico, and we'd been there 4 or 5 months at a time. And I said, you know what? You know what, Daddy and Mom? I'm going to go to the States, and I want to go to college. I said, I want to do something with my life. I said, you know what? I've been looking into this biomedical engineering, and I think I can do it. That's what I want to be. I want to go, and I want to work as a biomedical engineer student, and I want to do that. So Mom and Daddy, you know, they weren't for it at first, but Mama said, you know what? If that's what he wants to do, Mark, let's go back, and you know what? We'll just go and do that. I remember that same year, also, we went to a youth conference, and I remember it was in Saluda, South Carolina. On the last night of that youth conference, a Friday night, the Lord had dealt with everybody in that service, and I remember I was at that altar, and I was just seeking the Lord. I said, Lord, what do you have for me? I know there's got to be something more. I know I feel a desire in my heart. There is something that you want me to do. There is a will that I must accomplish for you. And I remember I was praying, and then all of a sudden I saw this vision, and I saw thousands of people in my mind. It was, and they weren't Americans, but they were Mexicans. And I saw a guy up there preaching, and it was me. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm not a preacher. I can't get in front of people. I get scared. I get nervous. I shake when I get in front of people. That's not me. I can't do it. And I remember I fought at the altar. I was there quite a long time. And I said, Lord, there's no way that I can do that. I was kind of like Jonah. I was running away from God's will. I was kind of like Jonah. I was hid in the bottom of the ship. And I remember telling the Lord, that's not me. I can't do it. But also, I remember on that same night, I said, you know what, Lord? I have my desires. I have my wants. But God, if that's not what you have for me, Lord, make me into who you want me to be. Let me tell you something tonight. There might be problems, situations. You don't understand why it's going on, but you got to throw that thing overboard tonight. That problem that you're hanging on to, that situation, that thing that you just won't let go, Brother Dwayne, that thing we won't let go, it's time to throw it overboard tonight. The Lord is telling us to throw it overboard. If you throw it overboard, he'll lead you, he'll guide you, he'll show you the will. I feel like tonight there's people in this place that is seeking the will of the Lord. I believe there's some in here that might be running from God's will, but I know for sure there's people
genuine people that are saying, Lord, I have a desire to work for you. Oh, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I feel that tonight. And I can tell you something tonight. The only thing that's hindering you, I said it might not be sin in your life. It could be sin, but it might just be something that weighs you down. It could be something that weighs you down. The Lord is telling us tonight to throw it overboard. Praise the Lord. Stand with me tonight. Throw it overboard. We're about to have altar call. We're about to have prayer meeting up here. Let me just tell you tonight, the Lord has a plan for your life. No matter who you are, what age, what you look like, none of that matters to God. He's looking for, like the preacher said this morning, availability. All we've got to do is say, here, Lord, here am I. Use me. I can tell you something. You know, since that night, I was 16. I'm 23 now. I'm not going to tell you that since that night when I surrendered my life to the Lord and I accepted the call, sister, I'm not going to say that there hasn't been times when the enemies try to take that calling away. I'm not going to say that there's been times when the enemies come and try to rob what the Lord called me to be. Let me tell you something tonight. I'm here tonight and the Lord's made me victorious. I can tell you we can be victorious. We can do what God has for us to do tonight. Let me tell you something Jonah ended up doing. What God wanted him to do. I didn't get to finish it all, but let me tell you something. Brother Jonah ended up going to Nineveh. He ended up seeing the city saved. He ended up, but let me tell you something, he had to get rid of the disobedience. He had to get rid of the thing that was holding him back. I don't know who you are, I don't know where you're from, but all you gotta do tonight is throw it overboard. Throw it overboard. Praise the Lord.